Our reporter John Taylor is in Bali and he spoke to author Catherine Bonilla, who helped Schapelle Corby write her autobiography. He began by asking how Schapelle Corby would be feeling after being granted parole.
Well, I think only she knows how she's feeling, but she'd be probably fairly ecstatic because she's been in this prison, this hellhole prison, for the last 9 and a bit years, and there's been over the years sort of many hopes that she's going to be released that have been dashed, and I think this time everyone knows that it is really going to happen. So as much as she won't really believe it until she steps foot out the door, I'd say she's pretty excited, I would imagine.
Over the years there have been incremental cuts in Schapelle Corby's sentence. Did she always expect that she would be paroled?
I don't think she expected anything, I mean, in particular. I think she hoped to get out sort of a long time ago with appeals and clemency applications and so on. I don't think she always, from way back, pinned her hopes on parole. This is just another step.
Now, perhaps not since Lindy Chamberlain has a case seemingly captivated the Australian nation and the Australian media so much as that of Schapelle Corby's. When, in the days around when she's released, what do you think is going to happen? And do you think that that interest is going to wane or just get bigger than ever?
In the first days of her release, I imagine it's going to be pretty huge. I mean, you only have to look here now, you know, at the media pack, and there's definitely a big interest in her case. Of course there is, you know, that's why you're here. So I don't think that'll wane for a while. People want to hear from her at some point.
Why is it? What is it about Schapelle Corby's case that has so grabbed attention?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's a variety of things, from the fact that, you know, when she first did it and said she was innocent, many people believed it. You know, there were polls saying I think more than 80% believed in her innocence. We all watched, I mean, you know, amazing fly on the wall court case with all the drama unfolding and her emotion and her family sort of. It's like, you know, you can't create, you know, fact is more interesting than fiction in this case, for sure. And the fact, you know, she's good looking, and the family are frequently, you know, have been over the years doing media, and people, I think the public, invested in her story too.
Now, Schapelle Corby has, for many years now, proclaimed her innocence. She's been granted parole, but has there been any change in that fundamental position of hers from the start, that the drugs weren't hers?
No. She's said from day one till today, and I'm sure she'll never change her story, that she did not put the drugs in the bag.
Catherine Bonilla speaking there to John Taylor in Bali.